Good morning. First song will be number 590. Once a month, the elders choose to have a singing service, and this will be that service today. We'll sing a couple songs off of the Lord's Supper, and then there are several men who will be leading songs. We've had a request list up in the hall for better part of a month, so these songs will be made of requests that you have had. We weren't able to do all of them, but I wanted to thank everyone for your requests, and we'll do as many of them as we can today. For time's sake, I will be leading probably just a couple of verses on my songs, but I'll signify which numbers. Number 590. No soul, although I cannot see the way or life's tempestuous sea, I know that Jesus is my friend and that he'll pilot me by his hand. He'll pilot me over life's tempestuous sea. When my blinded eyes can't see, cannot see the way, come what may, let come what may, on life's dark and stormy sea, my dear Lord, blessed Lord, he will pilot, pilot. Simply trust in thee, relying on thy love so true to safely pilot me. By his hand he'll pilot me over life's tempestuous sea. When my blinded can't see, cannot see the way, come what may, let come what may, on life's dark and stormy sea, my dear Lord, blessed Lord, he will pilot, pilot. 580. Number 580 will be the song before the Lord's Supper. Sing all four verses in the chorus only after the last verse, please. The Lord's Supper will be offered. No, they bound the hands of Jesus in the garden where he prayed. They led him through the streets in shame. They spat upon the Savior, so pure and free from sin. They said, crucify him, he's to blame. Precious head, they placed a crown of thorns. They laughed and said, behold the king. They struck him and they cursed him and mocked his holy name. All alone he suffered cross. His mother stood nearby. He said, woman, behold thy son. He cried, I thirst for water, but they gave him none to drink.
Then the sinful work of man was done. To the howling mob he yielded. He did not for mercy cry. The cross of shame he took alone. And when he cried, "It's finished," he gave himself to die. Salvation's wondrous plan was done. He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died
Son who died on the cross to forgive our sins. Please be with us as we partake of this symbol that represents his body that was given up for us. In your son's name. Amen.
Mighty Heavenly Father, we thank you for this fruit of the vine you've given us. We pray, Heavenly Father, that those that are about to drink this cup will do so in remembrance of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
626. 626. Do me so when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught I hope that we all enjoy singing. We see from Revelation that there will be singing in heaven. It surprises me every now and then, once in a great while, be leading singing in the Lord's church and see someone that just doesn't sing. And I don't understand that, but I don't believe we have the prerogative to choose not to sing any more than we have the prerogative to choose to not obey any of the other commandments. I feel sorry for those who don't like to sing. Because heaven, won't it be wonderful to sing where our voice never gets tired? In a few moments, we're going to, Mark Kendrick is going to lead some songs, followed by Jay Ledbetter. Kyle will lead some songs, and then Pat will lead some songs and have a brief lesson. I'll try not to say all of my comments here. James 5 and 13 says, "Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing praises." And I hope that we sing these songs as we go through the week. We see from 1 Corinthians 14 there a comment. I've heard some people say, well, we place too much emphasis on singing. I just sing what's in my heart, and that is good. We are supposed to sing what is in our heart. But just like we're supposed to give of our best to the Lord, we need to give our best singing to the Lord as well, that these will go up as a sweet savor, as our prayers go up as a sweet savor to them. 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 40, we're to do things in a just and orderly manner. And that's why we try to do our best in directing you and being song leaders. And 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 15 tells us another purpose of it. We are to sing with understanding. We are to sing with the Spirit. And in so doing, we are to teach and admonish one another with our songs. So it's not something we can choose not to do, and I hope we try to do our best, just like we try to teach and admonish one another the best that we can. We'll turn it over to Mark, and we will have some more singing.
In the big book, please turn to number 205. 205. Let's sing the first, third, and fifth verse only, please. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Supplement, please turn to number 29.
Jesus.
the supplement, number 130, 130. Let me be the one to serve him. Let me be the one they see. Lifting up the name of Jesus, give the Lamb of Calvary. Let me never be ashamed.
Redeemer. Sing first and last verses, please.
Song of gladness and sing his praise.
666, keyboard and all, 666. Sing the first and last verses, and then I guess this one again. I'm going to ask a special favor. We'll sing the first verse in normal tempo, and then slow down a little bit on the last one. I kind of like the effect of that, if you My precious Savior, suffered pain and agony, he bore it all, that I might live. He broke the bonds of sin and set the captive free. Oh, that God might, his presence there, he bore it all, that I might see his shining face. Two verses, so we'll sing them. Happy day, I can say, I am truly on my way to serve Jesus for what he's done for me. Happy smile, all the while, I can go the other mile. For I know he's one.
watching over me. I pray Jesus, the Lord of all salvation. I pray Jesus for his great sacrifice. Now I know I can go with my faith all aglow. I know the victory's won. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done for me. Holy, cleansed, saving man, I forever take my stand with the one who is his life for me. I pray, Jesus, the Lord of my salvation. Now I know I can go with my faith all aglow. The light of Jesus is shining in me.
Number 73. Let's sing the first and last verse.
High above the seraphim sounds an everlasting hymn. Voices echo through the hall and shake the temple wall. Living creatures bless the King. Sing, I fall before the King. Soon will he be changing me, clothed in immortality, swallowed up in victory, and evermore to be.
I should have said in the supplement, my apologies, number 14 in the supplement. Number 14 in the supplement.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
In the big book, number 230, number 230. And let's sing the first and last verse.
This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh,
like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Just up in glory land, we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Song number 544. 544. Send the light.
There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless way. Send the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light, send the light.
Send the light, send the light. Send the
gospel light, let it shine.
Next song is the song right next to it, number 545. Rise up, O child.
Rise up, O child of God. Have done with lesser things. Give heart, soul, and mind, and strength to serve the King of. Tarries long.
Next song will be in the supplement, song number 72. Song 72 of the supplement, Hilltops of Glory. Rather than sing all three and then the chorus, I want to sing all three verses, and then we'll save the chorus for after the third verse, please.
Onward rejoicing, I tread life's way. Higher I'm climbing each passing day. Hilltops of glory now rise in view, where all shall be made new. Way down in Egypt, mid burning sand, Moses had started for Canaan's land. Never turn backward, always ascend onto the journey's end. Footsteps of Jesus before us lead. We tread life's journey, His warnings heed. Evil allurements cannot prevail. I'm on the upward trail. Hilltops of glory
I now can see.
Oh, brother, won't you come go with me? Safe on the mountain I soon shall stand. Hilltops of glory land.
I want to thank everyone who requested songs, and we'll try to do this again in the future. If you would mark for the final song, that will be 347. 347.
If you've marked your songbooks, if you would please open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Thank you, Blake, for putting this together, and thank you to all the men that led us in our worship this morning. We appreciate so much your presence here today as you've come together to worship God. If you were here for our first period of worship as a church, we talked about the plan of salvation, and we addressed the fact that there are those in the world and among our own brethren that would question whether or not that plan that we sometimes will summarize in terms of hearing the Word of God, believing in Jesus as the Son of God, confessing that faith before men, repenting of sin and being baptized into Christ. We looked at whether or not that's a man-made construction or if that's something that Scripture teaches as our response to the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ and the mercy that He's shown us. And we concluded, after looking at passages that do show, yes, we come to faith by hearing the Word of God, and yes, we cannot please God without faith. We cannot expect to be acknowledged by God if we don't confess Him before men. And unless we repent, we cannot have the hope of our sins being forgiven. It is in baptism that our sin is washed away. I want us to kind of offer kind of an echo to that as we look for just a moment at a passage of Scripture here in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Read with me beginning in verse 1. We then, as workers together with Him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For He says, in an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. It may be that there are some that are here this morning that have not yet rendered their obedience to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Having heard the message of the gospel, you've not yet put your faith in Jesus as the Son of God. You've not yet acted to confess that faith before men. You've lingered in sin and you've refused to repent of sin that separates you from God. And you've not yet been baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. The text that we just looked at addresses something I think that all of us need to hear. if we say in our minds, well, one of these days I'll do that, you know, sometime it'll be more convenient, sometime I will do that, the Apostle Paul here, quoting from the Old Testament, declares to us, now is the day of salvation. I hope that each of us will take that to heart. Whether you stand outside of Christ, or as a Christian, maybe you've turned back to sin and you know that you're not living the way that you ought to. You know that you are not faithful to the Lord. You know that you're not abiding in the Word of God. You're not living and walking in newness of life as we looked at in Romans chapter 6. I urge you to consider that the Lord's been patient with you, and there is no time better than now to make things right with God. And if we can help you with that, won't you come while we stand and sing?
Who'll follow Jesus standing for the ride? Hold up his banner in the thickest fight, listening for his orders, ready to obey. Who will follow Jesus, serving him today? Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I. Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I. Who will follow Jesus in life's busy ways, working for the Master, giving him the praise, earnest in his vineyard, honoring his laws, faithful to his counsel, watchful for his cause? Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I. Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I. Who will follow Jesus in his work of love, leading others to him, lifting prayers above? Courage, faithful servant, in his word we see. On our side forever will this Savior be. Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I. Who will follow Jesus? Who will make reply? I am on the Lord's side, Master, here am I.
Thank you, Kyle. I'd like to thank the men for leading today and every occasion. We have a multitude of workers here, and it's something we should truly be thankful for. Let's remember our midweek Bible study this Wednesday, and also all those mentioned in our prayers that are needing improved health and facing struggles. Do the elders have anything else? Let's be led in prayer.
Dear Lord, we come before you once again this morning, thankful for this opportunity we have to come together as a congregation and to sing praises unto your name. Lord, we thank you for the country that we live in, that we're able to come here and worship you without molestation. Lord, we ask that you allow each and every one of us to shine as lights into your lights of your word unto the world throughout the rest of this week, Lord. Lord, I ask you to please be with all those who are sick and afflicted, that they may come to their much wanted health, if it be your will, Lord. Lord, please be with those who are searching and seeking answers, who are trying to find some peace or some solace. Lord, help them to find that peace and solace in your word, as so many of us have. Lord, help us to live for you and through you each and every day. Lord, we'd like to thank you most of all for your Son who came to this earth and who died on that cruel cross at Calvary so that we might have the remission of our sins. We ask that you please Forgive us of those sins. Be with us on through this day and for the rest of our lives. And in your Son's most holy name we pray. Amen.